this is cautiously optimistic. Social media for better communication and a better life. I'm Charles Prim. Social media, especially Twitter, has increasingly made a name for itself as a source of breaking news. The crash landing of an airplane in New York's Hudson River and the death of Osama bin Laden are among the growing list of international news stories first reported on social media. Deanna Selno of the University of Kentucky is an internationally recognized expert in risk and crisis communication. I recently spoke with her about the impact that social media is having on governmental agencies when they need to inform the public about something that could affect their health or their life.
One of the things about social media that actually excites me right now is that the agencies for a number of years decided that they didn't want to be involved in social media. They said, we're not going to go there. That's not a way that we want to communicate our message. And that has really changed in recent years. They're realizing that it's important for them to get out there and be part of that conversation, because if the agencies don't send the accurate message, incorrect messages will go viral over social media.
I asked Selno if she thought social media has become a more credible and believable source of information during a crisis.
That's a very good question. I would say yes. I would say that the agencies are starting to realize its importance and see it as a credible option to use, whereas 5 years ago it wasn't that case.
Selno said it's not good enough for agencies to communicate just the facts of a situation during a crisis. They also have to tell people what to do.
When we're talking about risk and crisis situations, people want to do something. And if they don't know what the right thing to do is, they'll do something, and it could be exactly the wrong thing. So it's extremely important. And one thing that I've noticed is that these agencies are actually hiring social media experts to monitor the sites and keep that be part of the conversation. That's their sole job, is to be part of the social networking groups.
Deanna Selno of the University of Kentucky. As risk and crisis communicators in government and the private sector grapple with how to get correct information to the public in a timely manner, Selno says social media will only grow as a central element of their overall communication strategy. For Cautiously Optimistic, I'm Charles Prim.